DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Like either a double play ball, a line drive right at someone, or a pop out. They're getting a lot of walks there, putting up decent at-bats, getting themselves in position, and just not able to get that break the ice and break it open. They had some opportunities, but Justin Verlander, what an amazing outing. Got to see Carson Seymour make his Major League debut, but this one's going to be frustrating, and it's a tough loss versus a team you think you're going to, you know, come out and get a series and get going.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Yeah. Thanks, Hunter. That was a tough one. Dave Fleming, Hunter Pence of the Call, NBC Sports Bay Area. And Shasky, I told you on Friday, what did I tell you? I said, don't you dare lose this series to the Chicago White Sox. Don't you dare. And what do they go out and do in the South Side? They lost the series to a team that has twice as many losses as they do wins. They are 28-56, the Chicago White Sox. And you go in there with that futile offense and do that against that team where I look at the names. I mean, Mike Tauchman, the guy that you were too good for years ago.
Hey, Joe.
I thought he was out of the league. He's about 281, had three hits against you. Austin Slater comes in, and what does he do? He scores a run yesterday. He gets a hit. Just Giants or former Giants. I had former Athletics out there. Ryan Noda, who? Like the guy that's Andrew Benintendi is like their most recognizable player. And he hasn't done anything in like 5 or 6 years. Joe, I'm frustrated if I'm a Giants fan waking up today. And you know what? I don't want to be frustrated because the vibes are immaculate today behind the scenes. The producers are feeling good. Carter and Sarah are feeling good. We're feeling good. We have a lot of smiles on our faces here on a Monday. But that performance yesterday, and what should have been a win for Justin Verlander, I felt like he pitched well enough to get his first win of the season, and he's still searching for it. They've gotten Rafi Devers, and they've somehow gotten worse. How, Joe?
I don't know. I've tried to stay as patient as I possibly can. Maybe I just fell victim to the first month of the season, or I guess really like the first 2 or 3 weeks of the season, and they got off to such a great start, and it's been basically 500 or under 500 ball since then. But the reality is that everyone's going to scream and yell about runners in scoring position. And they're not wrong. Like, how many times his team has failed to deliver the big hit? I would just say this. Since Friday the 13th, the night that they played the Dodgers, where Casey Schmidt hit that home run, and they completely out-hit and out-slugged the Dodgers. I'm going to go backwards, okay? They've been out-hit. Of the 15 games, they've been out-hit, meaning they've given up more hits than they've actually accrued. 12 of the 15 games. 12 of the 15 games. Now, look, there's situational hitting, and that's extremely important, and driving in runs, and executing, and not getting doubled off of, you know, third base, Brett Wisely on Saturday, or getting picked off of first base on Friday night. There's a lot of situational baseball. Right now, they're just failing to deliver. But they have been out hit again of the 15 games since that Friday night win. Maybe the best pitch game of Logan Webb's career. They've been out hit 12 of the 15 games. And so to me, this isn't just about situational hitting. It's about the inability to out-hit the other team. And we're talking about, again, the Dodgers, I can live with that series. Like, I get it. It's the Dodgers. They're an unbelievable team. The Guardians? The Guardians? The lowly Red Sox? The Marlins?
Marlins won 7 in a row, by the way.
I get that. But the White Sox?
They're the worst, literally the worst team in the American League.
If I polled however many baseball fans around baseball right now, and I said to you, hey, the Guardians, the White Sox, and the Marlins, as well as the Red Sox, are going to out-hit you for 2 weeks straight, you'd be like, there's just, what? Who? Like, how many people can name 4 people in either lineup?
I can't. Unless I do this for a living. And the Chicago White Sox, the Tauchmans, the Slaters, the afterthoughts that was the San Francisco Giants. I just mentioned it. Andrew Benintendi is probably the most recognizable player, Joe. Andrew Benintendi, at his best, was what? A 7-8 hitter on the Boston Red Sox championship team?
Yeah.
Right? Like, come on, man. Like, that just can't happen. And again, I'm frustrated for Justin Verlander. I'm frustrated for Robbie Ray. Like, I'm frustrated for these guys that go out there and they're delivering and they're not getting any support at the plate. You know, Willy Adames, it hasn't worked. Let's just call it what it is. It's June 30th. We're almost in July. It's been a bust right now.
You know
it just
what?
Is.
You're going to say that, and you're not wrong per se, but this last week, he's been way better than he's been all year.
Again.
In terms
sure.
of batting average and like actually seeing it. Now, that being said, you just throw this guy a slider away, and he's going to be swinging out of his shoes.
I saw him get tied up on a sinker in the middle of the plate at 92 miles an hour yesterday for a strikeout. I don't know what he was looking for. It was right there. Rafi Devers. 3 strikeouts yesterday, Joey.
I think he's 10 for 46.
Not good enough. And again, we knew it might have been, you know, an adjustment for Devers. So I'm not here to crush the guy. That signing was a lot about much more than this season and then going forward in the next couple seasons. But right now, it's just not good enough. Jung-Hoo Lee, we've mentioned it ad nauseum. Batting 243 now. Was he batting like 300 a month ago, it felt like? Close to it? And it's been that bad. I don't know what the answer is for Jung-Hoo Lee. Like, if Christian Koss, God love the guy, is putting together the best at-bats for this offense, it's a problem.
They had 16 hits over the weekend. He had six of them.
There you go. Christian Koss.
That's not
It's not sustainable. It's just not sustainable.
Not sustainable. That's not winning baseball.
No.
You're just not going to win. And yesterday, I want to get right to this guy, Jung-Hoo Lee. You know, it's great when everyone's dressed in the outfits and they look a certain way out in the field and Jung-Hoo Lee, the chants are
going
on.
The Jung-Hoo crew.
Like, that stuff's all fine and dandy. You do have to produce. And if he didn't have a multi-year contract, we'd be talking about sending this guy down to AAA. Defensively, he's excellent. I think he's an excellent defender. But offensively, he's been atrocious. He's six for his last 56. And yesterday, with no outs, he shows up in the bases-loaded situation and grounds into a double play. And then later on, pops up with, you know, opportunities to drive in runs. It's just, he is trying to pull the ball nonstop. And look, I'm open to hearing all the criticisms today from Giants fans. I've heard from reliable people that I trust who are around this team that in pregame warmups, batting practice, whatever you want to call it, Willie Adames and Jung-Hoo Lee are at the cage, and whoever's working with them, whether it's Matt Williams, whether it's Pat Burrell, when it's a homestand, I hear Bonds is there a lot. Mm. That's what I've heard. I've heard Bonds is there a lot during the homestands. They're going the other way. But in the games, these guys can't adjust. The other guy who I think we need to bring up, Wilmer Flores. The bottom has fallen out on Wilmer. And right now, he looks sluggish, to say the least. Both Wilmer and Jung-Hoo Lee need 10-day IL stints just to, like, reset their minds and their mentals. Wilmer Flores is 9 for his last 48. And just not driving the ball. He's really your only situational hitter right now, outside of Christian Koss, which is crazy.
I know.
And he's been awful. But the Jung-Hoo Lee thing, I think, is a big one. This guy, they've tried him at the top of the order. They tried him in the middle of the order. They tried him at the bottom of the order. They're searching right now. I mean, you're batting Mike Yastrzemski in the cleanup spot.
Mm.
Mike Yastrzemski is going to bat leadoff, or he's going to bat way down in the lineup. They've tried everything. I'm not mad at Bob Melvin. Because guys have to perform. When you step into that batter's box, as I told you, these guys are working on going the other way in pregames and things like that. Something has to give, though. And at some point, there needs to be accountability for the players that are out there on the field. The Adames, Wilmer, Jung-Hoo Lee, these guys are not performing right now. There's just no other way around it. And I truly believe that either they need to move Jung-Hoo Lee, they need to IL stint him, drop him to AAA, give him multiple days off. They're in trouble. They are in trouble. I am officially hitting the panic button.
Shout out to those watching on YouTube. Brought to you by First Norcott Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First Norcott Financing Leader. Panic button from Joe Shasky.
No, I am.
And the reason are the why... Giants already?
Here's why I'm doing it. Look.
I mean,
what are they, 5-6 games over 500 right now?
Yeah.
They started off, what, 8-1, 9-1?
Something like that.
Okay.
They're so 6 games over currently.
Okay, yeah. So they're basically under 500 since then.
1.5 back from the third wild card spot.
Remember where we were when they DFA'd Lamont Wade? We were down bad, yeah. And that worked for about a week, okay? Since then, we're down bad again. They're so bad right now, we're opining for Casey Schmidt to come back, who was someone you didn't trust 3 weeks ago.
Not only Casey Schmidt, they desperately need Matt Chapman.
There's no doubt. But the Willie Adames thing, like, look, the reality is they dramatically overpaid. Maybe one day he finds a way to somehow salvage the contract, but $180 million player, he is not. He's a really good guy. I don't know what vibes are worth. I don't know what clubhouse leadership is worth. It's certainly not at the batter's box. He's not a $180 million player. He's just not.
Well, and it was funny you say that because Hunter Pence was on the broadcast yesterday on NBC Sports Bay Area, a guy that's synonymous with what? Positivity,
yeah.
Clubhouse guy, all of that. But eventually, Hunter Pence, what did he do at the plate? He produced.
Mm-hmm.
He was a good player. So I don't know how much, and how much can you even stay positive if you're a guy like Willie Adames? I know It's easy enough for us to say, oh, he's making all this money, he's struggling. The least he could do is be a positive presence. It's asking a lot when you're struggling to do your job correctly and still being positive about it. In any walk of life, whether it's us, whether it's a baseball, whether it's a police officer, fireman, like, you're struggling. It's hard to have a smile on your face all the time. And, you know, you hope that for Willie, it eventually clicks. And, yeah, it's been a little bit better. He was batting, like, 190 at one point. So the fact that he's batting what right now? He's batting 209. It's an improvement, albeit when you look at June 30th, we're about to start July, and he's batting 209, and he's your second highest paid player on the roster. Yeah, it leaves you scratching your head if you're a Giants fan. And I want to hear from the Giants fans today, 888-957-9570.
Are you panicking like I am? Because I am panicking. Like, look, the objective for me is to
how could you not, I guess I would ask, how could you not panic about this team at this point? You're six games over 500, but it felt like just a couple weeks ago, like after the Devers trade, we were talking maybe legit playoff contenders, Joe. Like, that's just not anyone saying that. We had Keith Law, MLB insider for The Athletic. Dave Fleming, I know he's the voice of the Giants. I know, you know, he kind of spins and skews toward the Giants, obviously. Mm-hmm. But Dave's no dummy. He said that knowing full well yeah. what he was saying when it came to the pitching staff, when it came to some of the big names there. Like, there was legit optimism just a couple weeks ago. This could be a legit playoff contender. And now there's questions. Can they even make the playoffs? That's a legit question mark right now.
I mean, Justin Verlander probably had his best start of the year.
Yes, without a doubt.
I know that he got hit hard early in that game.
Some loud outs.
But I thought he adjusted. I was going to come in here today, like, if he, you know, got sent out of that game quickly and be like, hey, look, throwing in the rain like they were is difficult for both pitchers. But I thought he rebounded really well, and I thought he finally got control of that slider, and you saw a different version of him. Once he got past that third inning, I thought he was in cruise control. I thought he did a great job yesterday. And then they had the major league debut of a young man I'd never heard of until yesterday. So that was cool. But then there's like Ryan Walker, right? And then we get to Ryan Walker and
Carson.
You know, Sam, I love you. No, I do. I love you, Sam, because I love how like passionate you get about the team. But I heard Sam all offseason, and he's not alone. He's not alone. I'm using him as a vehicle.
Scapegoat.
No, I'm using you as a vehicle to explain something. Just bear with
Orange
me
Orange and black, weekend wrap.
I'm guilty of this. I'm guilty of this, too. It's not just Sam. They were out of it for about 6 weeks last year at the end of the year, give or take. You could say mathematically eliminated basically by September 1. Ryan Walker did his best work in the final 6 weeks of the season last year. I'm not saying those weren't big games for him. But what I am saying is that it's really difficult for me moving forward to see a team bow out that late in the season and say anything that a guy does in the final 6 weeks is going to be transferable to the next offseason, the next year.
You're telling me it's as much as transferable as the Warriors' mop-up duty in Game 5 against the Rockets?
That's exactly it.
And if that can translate to the next game in Game 6. Sorry, it's not just I have a laugh still.
It's not just Ryan Walker. Who was the third baseman? David Villar came up a couple years ago and had a monster start. I mean, Tyler Fitzgerald had, what was it, 3 weeks?
Fitzy. Looked like Barry Bonds.
Look, the reality is that Ryan Walker is completely mentally shot right now. Is he another guy? I don't trust him at all. And there has to be something to be said regarding his delivery. And I know that was, it's an intoxicating delivery. When you talk to basic people who understand the fundamentals of pitching, when your feet are staggered the way that his are and the way that you throw across the body, it's going to be very unorthodox. And the way that his setup is, all right, A, it's impossible to pick off properly because your feet are staggered. You're not in an athletic stance, all right? So you're not going to be able to throw over to first base. And then B, your landing area, you're coming across your body. There's no wonder he balked multiple times.
Well, I love that you used intoxicated because it immediately balks. Like, yeah, that's what it felt like. It felt like the guy was rumbling, stumbling, bumbling.
He short-circuited on the mound.
And the mound was obviously, there was rain, it was wet.
I don't
want
to hear
it. But I'm just saying.
He's had multiple situations this year, whether it's been a perfect mound or a crummy mound, that he does not look comfortable stepping off or delivering the pitches. The
fact of the matter is, you got bullied against the White Sox. Like, it's as simple as that.
Ryan Walker, right now. No, things could change 3 weeks from now, 4 weeks from now. Right now, I trust him the least of anyone coming out of that bullpen.
Wow, I'm not saying something. By the way, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. All of a sudden.
And then Melvin left him out there.
Well, the Bob Melvin question right now.
Bob Melvin left him out there. I'm like, go get the guy. He's done. And bases loaded. I was like, every one of these guys is scoring. And they did.
So Joe Shasky has his panic meter. What? Where's it at right now? If it's like 0 to 100, where's your panic meter?
Somewhere in the 75, 80 range.
That's pretty big. That's like a B minus right there when it comes to the panic.
I just want to make the playoffs. Like, I really want to make the playoffs. And I'm thrilled that we got Devers. He's another one. Play discipline. Him and some of these other guys, they are going to throw you nothing but off speed and breaking balls away all day. You have got to be more patient. And this team desperately misses the patience of Matt Chapman. Yes, Matt Chapman strikes out a ton. There's no doubt about it. He also draws a lot of walks, and they really miss him in the middle of this lineup. Big time. I can't believe I'm saying it.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.